You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily World Cup podcast brought to you by William Hill. We are looking ahead to the quarterfinals as the World Cup returns after two whole days without football. It's been tough. And we're really into the business stage of the tournament now, with England currently joint second favourites to win the World Cup for the first time since 1966. However, Friday's matches focus on the other side of the draw, which is ultra competitive in comparison, with Uruguay facing France first up before Belgium entertain Brazil. On the podcast today, we'll be hearing from the Racing Post sports team with their views on the first two quarterfinals before John Gibby and Dave Kellner take an in-depth look at the best bets for Friday's matches. First up, it's Uruguay versus France, a game which will feature so much attacking quality, but historically, this is a meeting which has been decided in the defensive areas of the pitch, with only one goal thrown up between these two in their last five meetings, including matches in the 2002 and 2010 World Cups, which both finished goalless. Could this one be another dour affair? Let's hear what the Racing Post sports team think of this before John and Dave put up their best bets.
Yeah, I'm going to go for France to win, but maybe a draw half-time. So in the double result market, draw half-time, France full-time. I think it is going to be a close game, but there's no doubt really that I think France have got that individual star quality that could tell in the latter stages.
I like Uruguay to qualify in this one. I think they can grind it out. It's going to take more than one performance against a poor Argentina team to convince me that France are the real deal. I think Cavani's injured, which looks like it's going to be a bit of a blow, but I think the South Americans can overcome that and get through to the semis.
William Hill customers is getting more every day of the World Cup. Your odds are available on every World Cup match. So join over 450,000 Your Odds customers and get on the markets everyone's talking about. More choice, more control. William Hill, this is more.
Uruguay 16-5 the draw. Is then 21-10, and France are even money. So the market, Dave, is firmly in favour of the French here. Are you?
That's a tough question to start this preview with, John, because I do favour the French in terms of winning the match, but whether or not I'd want to weigh in at even money is open to debate. I think this market is heavily skewed by what we saw in the France-Argentina clash, because that was the most scintillating game of football you're ever likely to see. And this World Cup has been enthralling at the worst of times. But that was definitely the best of times. France were outstanding. The second Kylian Mbappe goal, I thought, was a brilliantly worked team move. Started off with Hugo Lloris and ended with the sensational 19-year-old slamming into the Argentinian net to confirm their superiority in that match. But the betting suggests this is going to be, well, not a foregone conclusion, but the 90-minute market, they're 2-5 to qualify for the semi-final as well, France. 90 minutes even money. That's a little bit on the skinny side to me, because Uruguay have been very good in this competition so far. And I can see these prices being affected by whether or not Edinson Cavani starts this game. And we might not know team news right up until an hour before kickoff here, because Cavani didn't train with the squad on Monday. He limped off in their last 16 victory against Portugal in the 73rd minute. Had to be carried off by Ronaldo in that match, and he matters greatly to Uruguay. They are a vastly inferior team to France without Edinson Cavani in the side, and his link-up play with Luis Suarez, that is the cornerstone to their success, really, Uruguay. So I think a lot depends on the fitness of Cavani.
Supposing Cavani does play, and you know he's going to be very keen to, because, as you say, a massive miss for the Uruguay side. And France have got a lot of quality across the park. You mentioned Kylian Mbappe there, who I really think has come of age in this World Cup. You've got to be honest, Uruguay, other than Suarez and Cavani, they're much more lacking in terms of the squad.
Definitely. They've got, their squad is built, or their entire team is built on four players, really. They kind of bypass the midfield. They have a sensational defensive partnership. I think Diego Godin is arguably the best player defensively at this World Cup, certainly in the centre-half position. And he links up very well with José Jiménez, of course, both play for Atletico Madrid. So they form a formidable partnership defensively. And then you've got Cavani and Suarez as the strike partnership to do the damage. You can bypass midfield as far as Uruguay are concerned, whereas France, as a unit, have much more talent.
Yeah.
They were superb in that match against Argentina, not just killing Mbappe. I thought Paul Pogba had one of his best ever games in a France shirt. N'Golo Kanté was superb, as he so often is, sitting in front of that defence. Pogba, what impressed me most about Pogba was his ability to pick up the ball deep and run past the midfield, beyond, into that number 10 slot, which he hasn't done for Manchester United throughout his second stint with the club. They've got so much attacking talent, but Uruguay will sit deep and they will frustrate France. They will make it difficult for France. I don't see this being anywhere near as open as Argentina's encounter with France was. In that game, I thought Argentina were slow, lethargic, and France could attack them at will. They won't have the same sort of space and time against this Uruguay side. So I fancy low on the goals in this game. Just looking through these numerous markets we've got on the William Hill website, under 2.5 goals is 4-9. That doesn't surprise me in the slightest. That's shorter than I was anticipating, but it doesn't surprise me, John.
I know that when we look at previous head-to-head form between international sides, it can only tell us so much because, of course, international sides on the whole meet a lot less than the domestic clubs. But this century, the 21st century, in matches between Uruguay and France, Dave Callanan, how many goals do you think there have been? And there have been five meetings.
In the five meetings, I'll go for 12.
There has been one goal.
Really?
Yes. 4 0-0 draws and a 1-0 win to Uruguay in a friendly a few years ago.
Yeah.
So we're not exactly, historically speaking, expecting a high-scoring game. As I've said, you know, that can only tell us so much because the squad compared to 2002 is completely different. But also, traditionally, more in the round of 16, but also in the quarterfinals of World Cup tournaments,
yeah,
we do see low-scoring matches.
Yeah, we do. I think at this stage, you're getting to the point where you usually have two very strong and technical sides going up against each other. This World Cup could be an exception to the rule, in all honesty, because a lot has been made about the England side of the draw and how a lot of the big names have been eliminated in that side. But the side with France and Uruguay and Brazil and Belgium is strong, and I think you'll see these two sides kind of counteract each other. I don't think France will be given the space and time they were given against Argentina, and they will have trouble, I believe, breaking Uruguay down. And at these prices, I'd have to say the draw at 21-10 is the best bet. And I like the 0-0 draw in the game as well at 5-1. I don't think Uruguay will be particularly upset if they get to the end of the 90 minutes deadlocked against France, because they will think they've got a good opportunity, perhaps on penalties, to beat France. And France, they were phenomenal in that game against Argentina. It was the game of the World Cup, but Argentina allowed France to play in that match. We saw the ease in which France got in behind Argentina with Kylian Mbappe's second goal, where they broke quickly, but the midfield was empty and France were allowed to drive into space on that occasion. Uruguay won't give them the same room to manoeuvre in this match, and I expect this to be very tight.
We've seen Uruguay at times perhaps warm up as fixtures go on. I'm thinking especially of the game against Saudi Arabia, where they were much better towards the end of the game than towards the beginning. Do you think they're also a team who, and I know people have been making this comparison with Brazil as well, who are potentially improving through the tournament?
I think so. I think they've got a specific game plan, Uruguay, and they're going to stick to that game plan. not to play, not to mess around in midfield too much, to be strong and stable at the back, which they have been. Godin and Jimenez have been superb. And to get the ball to Cavani and Suarez as quickly as is physically possible. That's what they'll do if Cavani's fit for this match. If he's not, I think they're in grave danger, Uruguay, because I don't think without him they've got the talent to match France.
But we're going for the draw in 90 minutes.
Yes, we are.
So that's the bet from Dave Cowner as Uruguay take on France in the World Cup's first quarterfinal.
William Hill customers are getting more every day of the World Cup. With flash odds, you can get outstanding price enhancements on some of the most popular markets. So don't miss out. More enhancements, more to celebrate. William Hill, this is more.
Brazil take on Belgium in the late game on Friday, and this one should be anything but dour. Both these sides know that their best chance of victory is probably by attacking, and this game could offer up some real cut and thrust. These two sides have had the most attempts on goal this World Cup, with Brazil having had 77 and 76 attempts on goal for the Belgians. For Brazil, this is a nation that expects to win every tournament they enter, and this Belgian golden generation are also out to prove a serious point with the amount of quality they possess. It's looking like an intriguing fixture. First, we'll hear from the Racing Post guys. They discuss this one first of all, and then it's over to John and Dave once more.
I'm going to go for Brazil. They are the tournament favourites, and I think they'll show exactly why. Defensively, I think, is where the game's going to be won and lost. And under Chiche, the Brazil coach, they've played 25 matches, they've conceded just 6 goals, and they've conceded only 1 in their last 9. Belgium, they've already conceded 4 times at the World Cup.
I think this one could be a draw. Brazil have not had the vintage performances from them so far. I've not been that impressed. Belgium, very shaky against Japan at times, but I'm anticipating a much surer defensive performance in this one. I think it's going to go to extra time.
William Hill customers is getting more every day of the World Cup. Your odds are available on every World Cup match. So join over 450,000 Your Odds customers and get on the markets everyone's talking about. More choice, more control. William Hill, this is more.
Belgium, lucky to be here, is that fair?
Kind of, I suppose. They were they weren't dominated against Japan, but they weren't as fluent in the first half as many anticipated. They had trouble breaking Japan down. Japan did sit very deep in that that encounter on Monday night.
In terms of pure chances,
yeah,
in the first half, Belgium didn't have that many.
No, they did. They didn't. I was surprised at how slow they were to get going. The Belgians, I think. In the end, Japan were slightly naive. They threw a lot of players forward. They had to go for it. It was the last minute of the match. They had to attack. They had a corner. They had an opportunity to win the game outright without going to extra time. But a little bit naive. They committed a lot of men forward. Didn't get back quickly enough. The way Belgium hit them on the counter-attack shows you what talent they possess. Kevin De Bruyne picked up that ball so deep in his own half, driving into Japanese territory, played out the perfect pass out wide, and Romelu Lukaku did 2 incredible things in that move without touching the ball. He made a fantastic run, diagonal run, which dragged the defenders out of position, and then feigned to shoot, and Nasser Chadli was allowed to come in at the back post and slot away for that famous win. I'd expect to see a better Belgian performance in this match, but I don't know if they can match Brazil. Brazil in that game against Mexico, they sucked all the life out of that game. Mexico started strongly. Brazil had to be sturdy defensively in the early exchanges, but they've got a team with so much talent, Brazil. I think Neymar's had a strange World Cup.
Strange, diplomatic.
Yeah, I think he's play acting has been a cause for consternation for many, but he's still performing. Whenever he pulls on that yellow shirt, he seems to step up a level as far as I'm concerned. I think he's had a good World Cup. I think he will probably frustrate the Belgian defence. And I see Brazil winning this match. I don't think Belgium... A lot of people will be attracted to the 13-5 Belgium, but I don't think they are streetwise and savvy enough to cope with Brazil.
I suppose when Brazil are in full flow, attacking, you know, going forwards, they're one of the most entertaining teams to watch internationally
yeah.
in football. We didn't see an awful lot of that in the group stages. Maybe against Serbia more than the other teams.
Yeah, I think what you said about Uruguay in the previous preview is correct with Brazil. They are just coming to the boil now, yeah. Brazil. They are masters of tournament football. They know exactly what it takes to win the World Cup. They will have saved something for these knockout stages. They know not to peak in the group stages, and they've done what they've had to do so far. You look at their results in this World Cup, the draw with Switzerland was a bit disappointing, but since then 2-0 versus Costa Rica, 2-0 versus Serbia, 2-0 versus Mexico, and I can see a similar scenario here. I know that Belgium do have plenty of attacking talent if they can get the ball to Romelu Lukaku. But I see Brazil winning this and winning it pretty comfortably. Brazil 2-0 in the betting at 17-2. Neymar to score and Brazil to win in the 90 minutes. 5-2 on the enhanced odds. I think that looks very, very attractive. I know this is the, in inverted commas, golden generation for Belgium, but they're still pretty inexperienced, and they've got a manager in Roberto Martinez who I think is still tactically naive. I know that he brought on Marouane Fellaini and Nasser Chadli in the round of 16, and they eventually did the damage against the Japanese, but I still am very concerned about his ability to set up a team against a team with such quality that Brazil have. So I think Brazil will win this and win it comfortably.
It's one of the problems with Belgium that they have the constituent parts of potential World Cup winners, but in terms of the team, how they gel, how they play with each other, you know, we know they've got some of the best players in the world in their squad, but in terms of how they play together compared to Brazil, for example, it's not quite there.
And there were rumours coming into this this tournament that there was unrest behind the scenes as well. You saw that, I think everyone's seen that, Kevin De Bruyne hacking down Adnan Januzaj in a training match. And there have often been suggestions that this team doesn't have the togetherness of some of the other top teams in world football. I think one point we've got to make here as well, which is very important, is Casemiro is missing for Brazil. He's been a vital cog in that Brazilian machine so far, the spoiler, as it were, so far throughout this tournament. You'd expect to see Fernandinho come in and take his place, and Fernandinho's coming off the back of a sensational season with Manchester City, so that shouldn't be too much of an issue. And Brazil are looking to reach their fifth semi-final in their last seven World Cups. They have the pedigree. A lot of people will gravitate towards Belgium because they are 13-5 to win this game and deemed wild outsiders. But I look at Brazil at just a shade over even money and think that's decent value.
So what are we going for? Are we going to Brazil the 90 minutes? Are we going for the enhanced odds? The Brazil 2-0? What's the main selection?
I like the 2-0 Brazil at 17-2, and I think this is Neymar's World Cup. Neymar to score and Brazil to win if he remains on his feet long enough at 5-2. That's the enhancement.
It's one of a range of enhanced odds available on this match on the William Hill website or on the app. You've also got both teams to score in the first half, 7-2 out to a 4-1. Other offers there as well, and it will be a Your Odds match as well, of course. Hashtag Your Odds at William Hill on Twitter. If there's something you'd like to see priced up that's not currently on the website, the traders will try and get that, get you some odds for that. Dave, thanks for being with us today on the previews.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.